The ground shook to the thunder of hooves. 8 horsemen raced each other down the long green field. The spectators shrieked and roared. The atmosphere was feverish and electric. Once again, the Nile Cup and the honour of the Army polo team were at stake. The white ball rolled over the uneven turf. Colonel Adams overhauled it swiftly and leant low out of the saddle, mallet poised. His bay mare was adept as her rider. She turned in neatly behind the bouncing ball, placing him in the perfect position to make the crossing shot. Mallet and ball met with a crisp thwack, and the ball sailed in a high arc over the heads of the opposing team, dropping directly in the path of Penrod's charging grey gelding. Penrod picked it up on the first bounce after it struck earth. He tapped it ahead, and his nimble pony chased after it like a whippet behind a rabbit. Tap and tap again. The ball skipped towards the goalposts at the far end of the field. The other riders pursued the grey, their heels hammering into the ribs of their mounts, shouting and pumping the reins for greater speed, but they were unable to catch Penrod. He ran the ball between the posts, and the umpires waved their flags to signal a goal and the end of the match. Once again, the Army had retained the Nile Cup against all comers. Penrod rode back to the pony lines. Under her parasol, Amber was waiting for him. She watched him with pride and devotion. He was marvellously handsome and tanned, although there were crow's feet at the corners of his eyes from squinting into the desert glare. His body was lean and hard, tempered by years of hard riding and still harder fighting. He was no longer a youth, but a man approaching his prime. He swung one booted leg over the pony's withers and dropped to the ground, landing like a cat. The grey trotted on to meet his grooms. He could smell the bucket of water and the bag of durra meal they had ready for him. Amber ran to Penrod and threw herself against his chest. "I'm so proud of you." "Then let's get married," Penrod said and kissed her. She made the kiss endure, but when at last she must relinquish his lips, she laughed at him. "We are getting married, you silly old thing, or have you forgotten? I mean now, immediately, at once, not next year. We've waited far too long." She stared at him. "You jest," she accused him. "Never been more serious in my life. In 10 days I'm away again in the desert. We have a spot of business to take care of in Omdurman. Let's be married before I go." They were swept up in the feverish madness of war, when custom and convention no longer counted. Amber did not hesitate. "Yes," she said and kissed him again. She had Saffron and Jane to help her with the arrangements. "Yes! Oh, yes, please!"